Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill designed to improve school safety when it comes to emergency fire drills. The bill was sponsored by Republican State Representative Mark Bourne following meetings of the Dodge County School Work Group. Joining us on this segment of the show, the Director of Dodge County Emergency Management, Amy Nails. Good morning, Amy.
Morning, Greg.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right. First of all, explain the Dodge County School Work Group. Who comprises that?
So the Dodge County School Work Group is made up of district administrators or principals from all the public schools and then many of the parochial schools. We have members from law enforcement. We have members from fire. We have emergency management. And then we also have Representative Bourne or his assistant attend. And basically, we have all been working together since back in 2010 and 2011 when all of the schools in the county and now many of the parochial schools have adopted the countywide school plan for emergencies.
All right. How did the fire drill legislation come about?
So the fire drill legislation came about. We have meetings at least biannually to discuss the school plan, what we're doing, and then anything else basically going on in the realm of schools, whether it's events happening or threats or grants that they're getting, basically anything the schools want to discuss with all of us local responders. And one of the things that came up was in 2018, I believe it was February, there was the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. And there was reports that during that shooting, the shooter had pulled the fire drill. And they had also had a fire drill that morning. So there was some confusion, but most of the kids exited, which gave him clear targets. This was not the first time in U.S. history that a fire drill has been, or a fire alarm has been pulled to bring students out during a shooting, but it was the most recent, and it was something we talked about because in Wisconsin, the law reads, or had read, that in order to comply with the laws, that fire drills needed to be unannounced.
And that makes sense. You want to see how students and staff react when they're not expecting something.
Correct. It makes sense in what we knew in the past for incidences with fires or incidences at schools. However, in today's world, we're seeing a paradigm shift. We're seeing that what we're used to doing, a lot of times the shooters or people who are looking to do harm have studied that. They're looking at what responses. They're looking for targets. They're looking for opportunities. And now they're starting to use that as a disadvantage instead to make the students victims. So we have to start looking at how we do things. So the discussion was had. Representative Bourne was interested in what we could do to help make those changes in order for our administrators to comply with the law yet keep the students safe. So what we did was we worked on the language and basically said that if the administrator or administration feels it's in the best interest of the students, they can make an announcement or let them know ahead of time. So what some of our school districts are doing is right before there's going to be a fire drill, they will make an announcement on the PA overhead and say, we're going to have a fire drill, and they will sound the alarm. They will go through the drill. So it basically solidifies the fact that, yes, we are having a drill. This is safe. But it's still not not giving them time to plan. They're still not finding out hours in advance.
All right. Schools have done fire drills for years, and
the last time a student died in a fire in a school, though, was in the 60s.
So I was going to say schools have done fire drills for years. When was the last time you heard about a fire, a major fire causing a death in a school?
That was in the 60s, and I can't tell you off the top of my head
Right. Exactly
where and what year it was, but I know it was a parochial school where students perished in a fire, which is why we have such an amazing turnout in the fire service and training and education, because they never wanted that to happen again. That's why we have sprinklers. That's why we have fire drills. That's why we have the fire departments go to the schools, talk to the kids every year, stop, drop, and roll, and those things, which is great, and it's amazing to have those things, and it's very successful in the message. It's just our world has changed.
It has. The big concern is active shooter now. It's not fires.
Correct. Correct.
And it probably...
One of the other things that this bill helps with is also the administrators can alert the kids' classrooms that have special needs, because some of them have an adverse reaction to fire drills and the noise and some of those cause. So they can alert those teachers in the classrooms so they can more easily adjust to the students' needs during a fire drill also. So it's twofold. It started with our group talking about the need to be able to announce it, but also once the educators got into it, involved with it, and some of the lawmakers, they brought up that it would help in other areas too.
Yeah, when I had Representative Bourne on this program a while back, that's what he talked about as well, that it allowed schools to decide if special needs students can be notified ahead of time. So it's I guess it makes sense because the fire, knowing what to do in a fire, well, fires really aren't a realistic threat in schools. They're not something that you really need to be concerned about. The fact of the matter is, you want to be aware of concerns,
but yes, that right in today's day and age, they aren't necessarily the biggest life threat to our
you
students.
Said there was one incident back in the 60s, and was that even in Wisconsin?
No.
So has there ever been a fire death in a Wisconsin school ever?
Oh, that's a tough one, Greg. I can't answer that one off the top of my head.
So are fire drills for fire safety even necessary?
Oh, absolutely. I think it is, because when we do education for any type of emergency, we do it as a whole. So it may not just be a fire drill at school, but kids are learning what they should do and look for in any environment, whether they're out and about in the public, whether they're at home. So that is education we need. It's just we had to change this bill so we could make it work with the school's needs and allow them to make sure the safety of the kids are put first.
Right.
While still educating and performing the requirements of the law.
No, this makes absolute sense to rethink this, given the real threat, unfortunately, in today's society.
Yeah, and we were very appreciative. We really liked the fact that Mark Bourne attends, or his assistant attends, and are so open to listen to some of our ideas and some of our discussions and work with us on things that might help the entire state in the realm of school planning.
All right. Dodge County Emergency Management Director Amy Nails. Amy, great to have you on the show, and have a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you for inviting me, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you also.